Trumas Paragada Mishnah Hay Garine Truma. Seeds from fruit of Truma. We're talking about seeds that are somewhat edible, such as the seeds that are found in apples or pears, or seeds that are in dates, which although they are not edible, but sometimes they have some moisture in them which could be sucked out. Machahu Mechmasan Asuros in Mishlichan Mutar. If the Kohen gathered together these seeds and plans on using them, in such a case it would have a dinner Truma and would be forbidden to a non-Kohen. But if the Kohen threw them out and doesn't plan on using them, they are no longer considered food and therefore would not have a dinner Truma and would be mutter to a non-Kohen. B'chein Atmos HaKachin, and so too bones from Kachin, the bones from Korbanos that are somewhat edible, such as very soft bones that are sometimes eaten. B'zmanshu Mechnasan Asur, V'im Yishlichan Mutar, if the Kohen gathered together these bones and plans on using them, then it would be forbidden to a non-Kohen. But if the Kohen threw out these bones, they are no longer considered food, and therefore would not have a dinner kachim and would be mutter to a non-Kohen. Hamorsan mutter. The coarse bran from grain of truma is mutter to a non-Kohen, since it would not be considered food, therefore it does not have a dinner truma. Subin shochadosos asuros v'shel yishanos mutter. The fine bran from grain of truma. If the grain is new grain, the fine bran would be forbidden. As new grain, when you grind it, the bran doesn't separate cleanly from the flour. Some of the flour gets mixed in with the bran, so therefore the bran is forbidden to a non-Kohen since some of the flour or truma is mixed in with this bran. But if the bran is from old wheat, in such a case, it would be mutter. As old wheat, when you grind it, the bran separates completely from the flour, so no flour is mixed in with the bran. And since the bran is not considered food, it does not have a dinner truma and would be mutter to a non-Kohen. But noheg b'truma k'derech shehu noheg b'chula. A Kohen that has grain of truma, he can separate the bran from the grain in the same way that he separates bran from grain that is not truma. And you don't have to be concerned that you're separating too much of the bran and you're causing a loss to truma. And since bran is not edible, he can separate the bran in the same way that you would separate bran from non-truma. Hamasala tzavo kabayim l'so lo yoy ben et hasho eliyani chenu b'mokum ha-musma. Somebody who has grain of truma and he wants to sift it very finely, so he would have only one cob or two cob of flour per one so of grain of truma. You're not allowed to throw away what's left after you sift it, because since you sifted it so finely, what's left over is so edible. And a person is not allowed to throw away edible truma. So therefore, you have to take what's left and put it away in a protected place, as what's left also has to be used. Somebody who had a storage area, which he was storing wheat of truma in that area, and now he removed the wheat of truma from that storage area. After he removes the wheat of truma, he is not obligated to go down on his hands and knees and pick out from the ground any wheat kernel that might be left on the floor. Instead, he can sweep it out in the normal way, and he can go ahead and store wheat of chula in the same area. And whatever kernels of wheat of truma are still left on the ground would be bustled in the wheat of chula that he is now storing there. Even though the din is emabalan isa lechatchila, you cannot deliberately cause truma or any other iser to become bottle. But in this case, it's not his intention to be mabatal the kernels of wheat of truma that's left on the ground. He just simply wants to store wheat of chulin in the same area, so therefore would be permitted to go ahead and store the wheat of chulin, even though there might be a few kernels of wheat of truma still left on the ground.